Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This. Hey, have you seen his Instagram?
They need
this Felker and Mass.
They don't use crack enough.
On 98.5.
Yeah, not really.
The Sports Hub.
This is a day that the Patriots always knew could happen. And always knew that at any moment, Josh Gordon could post a statement just like that and walk away from the game.
My guess is that Josh Gordon has known for quite some time, has been trying to stay on the field as long as possible. But when you have repeated violations of the NFL substance abuse policy, as he has had, this is obviously something he's used to. He tweeted that he's stepping away, but obviously that's not accurate. That's not the whole story. He's being suspended.
All right, welcome into Felger and Mazz here on 98.5, a Sports Hub simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Jim Murray, Adam Jones, in for the guys once again. And today we're coming to you from the Star Market Studio here at the increasingly modern-looking TD Garden ahead of tonight's Bruins game against the visiting Anaheim Ducks. Maybe touch on the Bruins a little bit later today, but we got to get to the story at hand. That sound clip right at the top, ESPN's Adam Schefter, followed by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Reporting on this morning's news, Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon announcing through social media he is taking a temporary leave from the game. And in the event you haven't read this thing yet or seen it pop up on your Twitter feed or anywhere else, Josh wrote, "I take my mental health very seriously at this point to ensure I remain able to perform at the highest level. I have recently felt like I could have had a better grasp on things mentally. With that said, I'll be stepping away from the football field for a bit to focus on my mental health. I'd like to thank Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft, as well as countless others within the Patriots organization for their continued support. I want to thank my fans for their support as well as I continue down the path getting back to 100%. Now, since this thing has posted, Jones, and hi and good afternoon.
Oh, hey.
According to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, Gordon faces an indefinite suspension for violating terms of his reinstatement under the NFL's substance abuse policy. And the Patriots released a brief statement on this news, which simply reads, "We support Josh Gordon in his continued efforts to focus on his health. His attempt to do so is a private and personal matter, which we intend to respect." Your thoughts on this news?
So, I mean, look, my initial reaction, and I feel like we need to say it just because people aren't going to hear it, is, you know, you hope everything's okay with him.
Absolutely.
You hope that, you know, it's not something that he can't overcome. You hope it's his health is in a good place. So I think that deserves to be said to start. The one thing that I was curious about when he tweeted this out, and we are in an era where, you know, athletes tend to break their own news. Logan Ryan the other day just broke news of an injury. So you are seeing that more and more with athletes. But you do wonder, when Josh Gordon, with his history of addiction and, you know, some of the past issues that he's had, you wonder if, and I wondered if, you know, mental health was sort of a blanket catch-all term where, oh, well, it's a mental health thing, let's not ask any questions. Little do you know, 10 minutes later, Tom Pelissero comes out and says, yeah, no, actually, he may be facing a suspension. Schefter said it could be the rest of this year, could be for the rest of his career. We may never see him again. So, you know, right now there's this gray area as to what exactly is going on. And I think the bottom line is we should have known this was a reality for the Patriots all along. I think we all knew it was a reality for the Patriots all along. And, you know, I still look back to Bill Belichick had to have known this was a possibility. It's been a possibility for the last 5 years with Josh Gordon. He hasn't been able to stay on the football field, hasn't been able to stay, you know, out of trouble, if you will, in terms of getting suspended by the league. And it just goes back to the desperate position they put themselves in the offseason. You know, we talked about it a couple of days ago, and maybe even yesterday. They had an opportunity to replace Brandon Cooks and Danny Amendola. They didn't. So when they didn't and things didn't go well the first couple weeks of the year, they panicked and they went out and got this guy. And I think the position they put them in had them take a risk that was an obvious risk and this one didn't work out.
No, it didn't, and it's unfortunate because I was for the move at the time, and believe me.
No, so was I.
And anyone that was listening at the time, especially to Mike and his end on it, like, what are they doing? This is not them. And he was very, very much like a finger-wagging Nana about the whole thing. But especially in the NFL, more than any other league, you know, talent trumps trouble. And this guy has been wildly talented. But I'm with you on this. Like, you had to know that this could have happened. Like, this is – I've seen not much of it, thankfully. But there are a few people that I've seen, including, and I like Jerry Thornton's work at Barstool, but like his column on this is like, this is shocking. Like, what? How can anybody be surprised by this? Considering the history of Josh Gordon, he could have gone AWOL, or this kind of thing could have happened within 2 days of his, of that trade and him coming here from Cleveland.
No, I think most of what I've read today, and I'm not sure I've gone through, I know Jerry Thornton wrote a couple of things today. Most of what I've read today, I think, is accurate. I think the Patriots got more out of Josh Gordon than even I expected.
Same.
You know? And again, now it sounds callous. We're not talking about his own, you know, issues. But for the team, I think they got way more out of him than I expected when they initially got him. I wasn't sure he'd make it to this point, midway through December, almost to Christmas time. And, you know, now again, the risk didn't pay off. I was in favor of the deal just like you were. I was not a finger-wagging Nana, but I did want to point out there were a lot of people at the time saying, no risk. It's just,
oh, no, there was risk.
What's the downside? It's just a fifth-round pick. And I think you're seeing some of the downside beyond the fifth-rounder that they lost, and they got a seventh-rounder with him, so how far back are you really sliding in the draft? It's not like they're paying him any money. But I do think when you bring in a guy that's not reliable and proved he's not reliable and even proved it before this latest relapse, reported relapse, you know, he wasn't on time to buses, missed meetings. So when you bring in a guy who's not reliable, I think that can impact your locker room. To me, that was always the risk. And, you know, you wonder if guys like Philip Dorsett or Chris Hogan, who came in and busted their ass, Cordarrelle Patterson came in and busted their ass and then got passed by on the depth chart for this guy. I wonder how that sat in the locker room. I wonder how it sits for other guys in the locker room who look at the position those wide receivers were in and say, well, that's not right. Those guys did everything right. They put in the work. This guy goes to the top of the depth chart, whether he's on time or missing meetings. Lord knows what he's up to. That, to me, was always the risk. And I don't know if it's a bad locker room, per se, but it's certainly not a team that, you know, feels like it's in unison, all pulling in the same direction. And I think a move like this, you know, is somewhat rooted in that, or some of the issues can be rooted in that.
Yeah, and my bigger takeaway from this whole thing, Jones, is that this isn't really a story about Josh Gordon. This is just further proof that this is a lost season for the New England Patriots this year. I mean, they're still going to end up winning these next couple of games, I believe, and they're going to be in the playoffs. But it's just, look, the whole thing's felt off, and this is just further proof of that. Like, you know, at the time I was for it because of his talent. You know, I was blinded by the talent of Josh Gordon. But when I really stepped back a little bit and listened to the likes of Felger, and even when Greg Bedard was saying that this was a bad sign that the Patriots had to go and get a guy like this, it is. Like, this isn't what it should have come to, that you're taking wide receiver after wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns, Kenny Britt, Corey Coleman, this guy, all these reclamation projects.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, dude, if you could just, I don't know, if you had maybe a little bit of better in terms of checks and balances when you're making your selections on draft day, maybe you would have known that Calvin Ridley could have helped this team, or DJ Moore, the kid that Carolina Panthers took ahead of him, or maybe you could target a better wide receiver to bring in other than Jordan Matthews, who ended up hurt and has actually turned out pretty well for the Eagles again. But it's just, that's one area where they keep getting it wrong and wrong and wrong again, and this is just further proof of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, and you're right, I mean, it's a laundry list of receivers they've swung and missed on, right? So he is just another one, and, you know, this one is more damaging for the receiver off the field. But that's what I go back to as well. It's not just about, oh, well, they swung and missed on this. It's that they put themselves in the position to swing and miss, right? The depth chart was so bare, and what was it Bedard the other week? I know many people were saying this, that, oh, the silver lining coming out of the Miami game is Gordon was going, and Gronk was going, and Edelman was going, and then none of them went last week, and now you've subtracted Gordon. So what I wonder about, Jim, and I'm not telling you I know anything, I just wonder. I definitely don't know anything. Period. Yeah. Period. I don't know anything, and specifically on this, I know nothing. But I just wonder, and I've been wondering all week. I've kept harping on it all week long. On Monday, I'm like, why the hell wasn't he out there for the final snap? On Tuesday, I didn't even realize it was after a timeout. I'm like, why wasn't he out on the field for the final snap after a timeout? I've been wondering that all week. And you wonder, did that trigger something with Gordon? Or was there a reason he wasn't out there beyond just being winded or something like that?
Well, why was he winded? Did he have something in his system?
Correct. You know? So it's like the wheels spin on that, because that, to me, was a red flag for something. That he wasn't out there on the final play after a timeout was a red flag for something. And now I think there has to be. If I were connecting the dots, has to be some correlation to that. And maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, but...
No, this is all we're left to do. Yeah. You know, it's speculate and jump to conclusions.
I thought the Patriots put out a very helpful statement earlier today. What did they say? It's a private matter and we're going to keep it that way, or
yeah,
something
again,
like that?
We support Josh Gordon and his continued efforts to focus on his health. His attempt to do so is a private and personal matter, which we intend to respect.
Okay. Look, so I wouldn't expect any answers from them.
No. And the bottom line is, in terms of the football, they got 11 decent weeks out of them. I'm with you mostly on this, that they got 11 decent weeks out of them. That's a win.
Yep.
But it didn't work out, and I wished it had because of the talent. It didn't. So all the best to him. I hope he gets himself right and he gets his life in order. But the one thing that I'm going to remain fascinated with in these next couple of weeks, and however long they last in the playoffs, is something you mentioned. Guys like Philip Dorsett, who have disappeared from this offense over the last couple of months. Chris Hogan, who's had a down season and in a contract year. Is there some residual bad feelings because of this? Like, oh, now you need me? Now you need me to go out there and work for you? Well, because the other guy's now gone? Good luck with that. Or is there almost going to be like a lift, like a burden being lifted from this? Do some of these guys look at him as like, oh, God, you had to bring him in. Maybe he was a pain in the ass behind the scenes, and maybe things will work out.
You know,
the fan in me is hoping for the latter. But I wouldn't be surprised if the other thing happens either.
And look, I mean, maybe those guys click or maybe not, but how'd they look the first couple weeks of the year before Josh Gordon got here? And I know Edelman
out. The game here against Miami was Dorsett's best game of the year.
I know Edelman wasn't here for the first month, right? So, I mean, maybe we can't just look at those first couple of games without Josh Gordon and make that connection. But, yeah, I think it's hard to get those guys reeled back in. And now we're really speculating, but I've wondered this all along, even before the news today from Josh Gordon. How did his addition... How does that impact the mindset of the whole locker room, but specifically the other wide receivers? And I think we've had some leaks out of that locker room this year that we don't customarily get. I've wondered if maybe a disgruntled receiver would be the source of those leaks. Maybe someone else on the team would be the source of those leaks. But
well, I mentioned it briefly.
I think it's hard to get those guys back to say what you're saying. I think if Dorsett or Patterson, and Patterson's been pretty engaged. If Dorsett's a little checked out, or Hogan's been pissed off because Brady can't hit him wide open in the back of the end zone, and he's been open most of the year, and Brady won't look to him or can't get on the same page with him, I think it's hard to get those guys back if they've checked out.
Oh, believe me. I talked to any of my former bosses throughout my radio career. If I smell a sinking ship, Jones, I'm the first to jump ship and check out. So if I had that kind of attitude, and I'm Philip Dorsett, I'd be like, oh, F off.
Yeah.
You know, now you need me after I've completely disappeared off the depth chart for the last couple of months? F off.
Yeah,
I just want this season over because I know we're not going far.
I want to get through the year healthy, and I'll go sign somewhere else. Thank you very much.
I had mentioned it briefly. And I'm not doing this as a, hey, pat myself on the back or anything like that. Just about a week or so ago, myself, Mike, Tony, we had heard that there was a fine on Josh Gordon for being late last week. Just been heard. It was just, you know, a rumor that was out there. So I heard this news. I saw it this morning. I don't know. Like, I don't know how you can meet this with anything other than a shrug. Like, oh, man, that kind of sucks. But if you're shocked by this, like, how could you be shocked by this, considering Josh Gordon's history?
No.
I don't know how.
I think we all knew it was a reality the day they added him.
Bottom line is, bad couple of weeks for the New England Patriots. 617-779-0985. Want to hear you and your thoughts on the news on Josh Gordon. He is taking an indefinite leave, or feels like an indefinite suspension is right around the corner from the NFL. But your thoughts on the Josh Gordon news. Hey, speaking of the Pats, too, a couple of hours, right around 4:30, going to have a pair of tickets for you to go see the Patriots at home this Sunday against the visiting Buffalo Bills. But let's get to your calls next on Josh Gordon, 617-779-0985. It's Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Felger and Maz
on 98.5
The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Miss something?
Come back and put it in my face.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Felger and Mass.
They suck.
On Boston's home for sports.
Second and 10. Brady drops back, throws it down the left side. Wide open. Gordon makes the catch. Slips a hit. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
I'm pissed. I'm just going to say it. I'm disgusted. I am sick and tired of this guy getting chances. Listen, here's the bottom line. You're about to get suspended. Now, we can sit up there and say he's an addict. And if you want to sit up there and look at it from that perspective, because that is the reality, I understand those who call for a degree and a level of compassion. But what I would ask people is think for one second. We know what he's done to himself. We know how tragic that is. We know what he's cost himself dollars-wise. We know what he's done to his life. We know how it's compromised his family life, except we get all of that. And that's obviously a very, very sad thing that garners all of our contrition to some degree. But the other thing is, look at the amount of people this man has turned on. I don't want to say anything else because I'm so disgusted at such wasted talent.
Stephen A. Smith disgusted at Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon. Announced through social media today, taking a temporary leave from the game. Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Up. Jones and Murray in for the guys as well. So I'm sure he'll take some flack for that. And I think a lot of that had to do with Josh Gordon getting ahead of this thing. Because this from Jason Cole, who's covered the NFL for quite some time on Twitter today. He tweets, Josh Gordon was notified this morning of a suspension. He decided to make his announcement after receiving the notification in an attempt to get ahead of the news. So, yeah, on the one hand, and you mentioned this earlier, Jones, like, yeah, you wish him the best because you know his history of issues and substance abuse and what have you. But, I don't know, can we not wear the scarlet letter of shame by saying what he put out there might be a little bit of a crock, because I think that it is.
Well, and just look, I mean, when you're dealing with an addict, a lot of times they're less than truthful, right? I mean, I don't want to call them a liar, but a lot of times they're less than truthful, or, you know, they're looking to shirk responsibility here and there. So, you know, I don't want to say that he hasn't acknowledged a lot of things over the years. He's been pretty out there and open about what he's done in the past. But when you're facing maybe a lifetime ban, maybe you say or emphasize what you think may ultimately help you, either in the court of public opinion or perhaps even with the league. So, yeah.
You know how it is on social media now, too. This is the one thing. Like, people immediately sympathize. And I do, too.
Yeah.
I've seen it shrink for years. I'm a kook. I get it.
You see mental health and
but,
you go.
Yeah, if you doubt it, it's like, oh, shame on you. How dare you? Immediately, too. I had tweeted something like this. And it's like, oh, don't you ever know, you unsympathetic a-hole. Like, all right, please calm down. Can we at least be somewhat objective about this?
Yeah.
That he's maybe just trying to save his own ass?
Like I said, one of the first things that I thought, and that's before Jason Cole, that's even before Tom Lissette, one of the first things I thought is, you know, you hope that that's what's going on, and you hope he's not using sort of a third rail topic when it comes to criticism, like you said, mental health, as a way of you know, kind of keeping the questions at bay. I mean, the Patriots already, hey, it's very personal. We're going to leave it that way. That's pretty much, I'd imagine, how every player in the locker room is going to answer that today whenever it opens up at 4 or 4:30. I'd imagine that's what Bill will do tomorrow and Tom will do, even though this is someone who they have talked up. They've made sure to talk him up about the guy, how he's learned everything within the offense. Meanwhile, privately, he's late for meetings and he's late for buses and maybe or maybe not being fined. He's not even finishing out the game last week in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I don't want to be skeptical, but one of my first reactions was, yeah, I mean, is it mental health? Is it a relapse? Is it something else? You know, I couldn't help but my mind go there. And if that means it's a scarlet letter of shame, then I guess it's a scarlet letter of shame. But that's where my brain went. And I think that's where if you're being truthful, that's where a lot of people, at least you allowed yourself to wonder that.
Yeah, so be it. I'll wear it. More than anything else, though, I don't really think this is as much a story about Josh Gordon as it is about this year's Patriots team, and it's a further indictment on this season and how it just feels lost. It does. So to you, 617-779-0985. We'll first go to Rich in East Bridgewater. You're first up here on Felger and Mass today.
Hi, boys. Murray, love you. Haven't talked to you guys in a while, but here's the thing I've been hearing all day. I got out of work early this morning, and I hear poor Josh Gordon. He's stepping away from the Patriots to handle his emotional problems. Here's the real story. He's a piece of garbage that let his team down. He's a millionaire that can't stop abusing the substance that he takes. Everybody will, all these people calling up saying, well, we want him to get better first. We're worried about him. No. Here's the real story. He's
selfish. I get it, Rich. And this is essentially what Stephen A. Smith was doing, too. The guy's had many, many chances, and I partially agree with you. I wish him the best.
Piece of garbage. Piece of garbage is too strong.
That's
right?
A bit much.
I would say piece of garbage is too strong.
But selfish? Yeah, I agree with you there.
Selfish, 100%.
Disappointed in him? Yeah. I mean, I don't know him from Adam, but just as a fan to see that talent, to look at someone like that is as wildly talented as that, and anyone in any aspect of life that has that, some level of talent that is you've been able to make millions of dollars on, whether it's a musician, professional football player, what have you, to see that kind of thing, it's disappointing.
Well, and it's just again, I mean. It is selfish. Piece of garbage is way too strong. But think of all the time, even someone like Tom Brady only wants to spend time with his family, right? That's why he can't show up to OTAs.
Yeah.
Supposedly, and maybe this is being laid on a little thick or embellished, but supposedly Brady was putting in extra of his own time, maybe to stay away from Giselle, I don't know, but extra of his own time away from his family with Josh Gordon. And I can't imagine Brady's the only one. The coaching staff, whether it's Chad O'Shea, the wide receivers coach, maybe it's Josh McDaniels, maybe it's Belichick. I don't know. They're putting in extra time, their own time, away from other tasks to get him up to speed, to get him acclimated here. And so, yeah, just on a fundamental level, that is selfish. Now, he has issues, addiction is nothing to just brush to the side, but... Yeah, I mean, I look at that and I'd say that's more fair than calling the guy a piece of garbage.
Joe in New Hampshire, you're next here on Felger and Mass with Murray and Jones. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, so I was thinking, expand a little bit on the whole addiction thing with Josh Gordon. With the opening of the recreational pot stores in Massachusetts, you think maybe that's, just waving it right in front of his face and him thinking, okay, well, it's legal now in Mass. I can go out, buy some legally, and it's going to help me mentally. And he's thinking that's a loophole around with the NFL.
Well, it's still a banned substance in terms of the league, so he would know better. And we don't know what he got popped and
so that's what I was
suspended for.
Because I feel like people looking to defend him a little bit, and remember, none of us know anything.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, if somebody knows more than we do, then I guess I'll defer to you, but...
I think weed is the go-to for a lot of people automatically because he had been suspended for it before.
Fair.
And some of the articles where he's been interviewed and talked about his substance abuse issues, that's usually the first thing that comes up. But there's been other things, alcohol, cocaine, there's a GQ article where he talks about that kind of thing, things.
So that's... I would just point to that. Like, a lot of people I've seen, and they want to give maybe Gordon a little more benefit of the doubt, have looked at it and said, well, he has mental health issues. Maybe marijuana helps him cope with mental health. It's legal in this state now. It's probably going to be legal across the nation in the near future. So what's the big deal? And I don't happen to disagree with that. I just ask you how you know that it's weed. How you know that that's what's going on with him. And I don't know. I mean, I think there, as you just illustrated, there's a lot in his past to just give – to really give him the benefit of the doubt on much of anything.
Fred in the car, I think he actually kind of wants to follow up on that call. Go ahead, Fred. You're next here on Felger and Mass.
Yeah, this whole story annoyed me for months and years because the whole Josh Gordon story, there's no reason the NFL to care if he gets high. If he can catch 100 passes a year, high as hell, whoever's paying them is getting their money's worth. And that's a fact. The only reason anyone even knows he smokes weed, the reason me and you know, is because the NFL inexplicably decided to make this a rule to drug test. You don't hear about the NHL, the NBA. and then announces talk about him like he's got some crippling heroin addiction when it's just because of some stupid arbitrary rules the NFL has enforced. It's stupid as anything. He never should have gotten in this trouble to begin with. It's none of our goddamn business. Whatever. He can get stopped.
Okay, well.
I let him go.
He's been late to stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so like, he's been late. So it's impacting him. Whatever it is, even if it is just weed, it's impacting him with the team. So, and I'm not saying
he hasn't, just in terms of tardiness, he hasn't been the model employee.
Not even close. So. Not even close. I mean, again, everyone's like, oh, Ian Rappaport got this story so wrong.
Oh, wow. Going back about a month and a half ago.
I mean, Ian Rappaport's tweet today was very wrong. That I think he only deleted the one where he's like, oh, well, Josh Gordon didn't play in the final snap of the game, so the Patriots knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's even deleted that tweet. Yeah. So I don't need to go to bat for Rappaport necessarily.
No, he got the letter this morning. The team didn't know until this morning.
So Rappaport came out before the first Buffalo game, I think, and said, oh, yeah, he was late.
That's what
he's
was.
He's not going to play, or he's not going to start the game or something along those lines. I can pull up the exact tweet in a little bit. And because he wasn't disciplined that we know about publicly where he was sat down for the first quarter or whatever Rap Sheet said, everyone's like, oh, see, that fake news, that story's wrong. Jeff Howe and Kevin Duffy that same week also reported that he had been late. So, again, to say it's just arbitrary and he's not hurting anyone, I mean, he couldn't even get on time to meetings and team buses. So, and that's just what we know about. So, I wouldn't say whatever he was doing wasn't impacting him. I don't think that's accurate at all.
But for what else that the caller was just saying, like, yeah, I'm with you on that, dude. Legalize it, man. I've been like that forever, and I wish that all of these leagues would be a little bit more open-minded about it. At least the NBA is talking like they have been. And here, I'm going to hold it up for the audience here on NBC Sports Boston. In my hand, I've been a cardholder for 4 years.
You don't even need that.
I do. But there's other benefits to it. But I have my medical card here. See, I'm holding it up for the audience. So it benefits me and my mental health. But let me tell you this. If Beasley Media Group or NBC Sports Boston said, hey, you still want to collect this paycheck and have this cushy gig? Well, then you can't smoke weed, and we'll drug test you. You better bet your ass I would never smoke again.
Yeah.
As long as I was an employee here. So,
and look, when I say you don't need it, I just mean people in Massachusetts don't even need it anymore, right?
Well, like fair,
now,
yeah.
Now you don't need – I don't mean you personally. I mean people in Massachusetts don't even need that anymore. But, right, if it comes to your job, it comes to your livelihood, especially a guy on his last chance. This is not, oh, well, you know what, I kind of screwed up, but I didn't understand the repercussions. He understands the repercussions, or at least he should. So, right, we're talking about a guy on his fourth, fifth, whatever chance, and it's still not working out. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on this. The news on Josh Gordon, he's taking a leave from football right now. It sounds like a suspension could be coming from the NFL right around the corner as well. 617-779-0985. Hey, we have the birthday boy. Is it your birthday, McCone?
It is, Tim McCone.
Back at the home studio in Dorchester. He's going to get you caught up on this news and everything else going on in the world of sports, in the Sports Hub headlines. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Maz.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is a day that the Patriots always knew could happen. And always knew that at any moment, Josh Gordon could post a statement just like that and walk away from the game. When the Patriots traded minimal compensation to the Cleveland Browns, they did it knowing that at any point, Josh Gordon could take leave from football for a multitude of reasons, for everything that he's experienced in his life. And now he's dealing with something, whether that's mental issues or some sort of setback, we don't know. You hope he's well. You hope he gets the help he needs. But the Patriots now, from a football standpoint, lose a valuable member of their offense at a time when their team has not exactly been thriving.
These processes take not weeks, but months. Now, I mean, players can keep it a secret if they want. I mean, the letter comes to the player, so there have been times when players have not told the teams or the agents because it's really personal, especially one this serious with him. But these are generally not weeks. These are months. So my guess is that Josh Gordon has known for quite some time, has been trying to stay on the field as long as possible. But when you have repeated violations of the NFL substance abuse policy, as he has had, this is obviously something he's used to. He tweeted that he is stepping away, but obviously that's not accurate. That's not the whole story. He's being suspended.
ESPN's Adam Schefter, followed by Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, on the news of the day that Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon announcing through social media he's taking a temporary leave from the game. Felgren Maz, 98.5 Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Jim Murray, Adam Jones, in for the guys once again today, coming to you from the Star Market Studio here at TD Garden, ahead of tonight's Bruins and Ducks game. We have an update, both from Schefter and Ian Rapoport here. Rapoport and Schefter just tweeting almost at the same time. It is official on Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon. Effective today, Gordon has been returned to the reserve commissioner suspended list indefinitely for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the policy and program for substances of abuse. So he got popped again. And considering his history, it's not that big of a surprise, Jones, but we don't know what it is. Like, immediately everyone is going to, it's weed. Maybe it's because the dispensaries are open. Maybe he went out to the Netta in wherever the hell it is in Western Massachusetts and he picked up an ounce. Like, we don't know that it's weed. We don't know. We just know that he's now suspended. That's all.
Yeah. And look, I don't think that was unexpected, as you said earlier today. Never mind just the whole incident today, but then once it came out that he would be suspended indefinitely and he may never play a down again. I find it interesting, tucked in that rap sheet report there, that, and remember who he works for, right? He works literally for the league, so I would guess that he has some good intel on this. He said that Gordon could have known about this for weeks, months,
yeah,
and been playing through it and maybe didn't notify the team. So, I mean, again, when you talk about when a caller says he's selfish, and I don't know that he didn't tell the team or not. Maybe they tried to stand by him throughout the thing. Maybe there was some testing going on. He questioned it. I don't know. That is that's something that's noteworthy to me. It's not just like Josh Gordon woke up today and was like, oh, crap, I'm suspended. This has been in the works now for weeks and maybe months, according to someone who, you know, effectively works in the league office.
And again, this would be a surprise considering two Josh Gordon himself. This is an article from GQ magazine with Clay Skipper of GQ from last year. Josh Gordon on addiction, his NFL comeback, and using before games. So, again, you hear from Ian Rapoport there. And I pulled that from old friend Damon Amendola, his show on CBS Radio Network earlier today.
Oh.
He said he could have known for weeks, maybe months, that this was going to be coming, a suspension was going to be coming.
Mario coin.
He's asked in this article by the interviewer, can you think of an example that you used before a game? Gordon says here, I used to make it a ritual before every game. If I had already been drug tested that week or the day before the game, I knew I had a couple of days to buy to clean my system. Even before I was getting tested for alcohol, prior to my DUI in 2014, I would take the biggest bong rip I could and try to conceal all the smell off of my clothes. I'd be dressed up to go to the game. A bunch of guys smoke weed before the game, but we're not talking about them. Cheap shot there. Here's where he says, and this is why I don't assume that it's
right,
just...
That's just by the way, yeah. Oh, you know, the world's out to get me.
Yeah. But this is why I don't assume that it's immediately weed, and because it's legal here in the state, and that was, you know, a trigger for him. He goes on to say here, I would have these little pre-made shots. I used to love Grand Marnier. Me too, by the way. I could drink it down smooth. I could usually drink a lot of it, but if it wasn't that, it might be a whiskey or something. I would drink probably like a half a glass or a couple of shots to try to warm my system up, basically, to get the motor running. That's what I would do for games. So when you hear Rapoport say that on DA's show earlier today, he could have known for weeks or months he's been concealing it from the team. Like, it could be this all over again. Doesn't mean it's just weed. We don't know what it is. Either way, we know what's happened. In terms of the team, their offense, how does this affect them?
I don't see how it could possibly be good. I know not everyone feels that way. I feel like I can just picture Felger yelling about how this will make the team better off offensively, but I don't see how it can possibly be good. The offense was terrible the first couple of weeks of the year.
He helped.
I say the first couple of weeks of the year. The offense actually was pretty good in the Houston game because Gronk looked great in the Houston game, but Detroit, when they hadn't acquired him yet, Jacksonville, rather, when they hadn't acquired him yet, and then Detroit, which he was inactive for. The offense was brutal in those two games. Brutal. So, yeah, I think he obviously makes the offense better, and I think when you're already a team that I didn't believe in, and it was already an all-hands-on-deck type of situation, this can't help. I mean, maybe they won't miss him as drastically as you or I will make it out to be, but I don't see how it helps to lose him yet.
Well, here's further proof of how much he has factored into this offense as of late, even though, you know, at times it looks as god-awful as it did against Pittsburgh. But still, this courtesy of Boston Sports Info on Twitter. Again, if you're not following him, you should. He does great work. At Boston Sports Inf. No room for the O there. He tweets, Josh Gordon's rank among wide receivers since Game 4 when he first played for the Patriots, minimum 35 receptions. 720 yards, that's 19th in the league. Yards per reception, 18, second in the league. Yards per target, 10.59, fifth in the league. So to say that he wasn't a factor is just wrong. They're going to miss him. So this is where it's going to further hurt the team. And this is why I think it's a further indictment on the team more than anything else. Like, this hurts them. It helps to put the nail in the coffin in what feels like a lost season to me.
Yeah, and look, you and I had pretty much already put the nail in the coffin. Like, I may give them a little more chance in a one-off than you do, but I don't have them reaching the AFC title game. I've never had them reaching the AFC title game this year. So, yeah, nail in the coffin. You know, sort of a final point for this team if you were still holding out hope. This is just another reason to maybe let you know that this isn't their year.
Another one from Boston Sports Inf, too. Gordon had played in 82.2% of the offensive snaps from Game 6 through Game 14 in the last nine games.
I think it was 92%, even without playing the final snap against Pittsburgh, which still is very curious and very suspicious, and I would love to know the answer, the real answer. Yeah. Not just, he was winded. The real answer, I think it was 92% in that game. Like, he was picking up snap. He was playing a ton. He didn't do much in the Pittsburgh game, but he was on the field the whole game.
All right, a long commercial-free segment is coming up next here. Want to hear from you on this. Josh Gordon, the news that he is, now indefinitely suspended. 617-779-0985. I promise right to your calls when we come back in our long commercial-free segment. And my first of two giveaways that I have today, like I said, later today. Oh, three, actually. But I got Patriots tickets coming up in the 4 o'clock hour and the 3 o'clock hour, another $100 gifty to the 99. But coming up next, I'll give you a Bruins prize pack courtesy of the Boston Bruins and Star Market. That's all next here on Felger and Mazz.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Mazz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
What can we say about Felger and Mazz that you haven't already screamed in your car?
Sit on that one, bitch, and spin.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady with a play fake to Michelle. Bouncing left, sliding back left. Direct in traffic, a lot of time to launch a long hierarchy pass to the end zone. Caught by Gordon in the right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
The New England Patriots knew every single week that Josh walked in that door and every single week that he was there with those walkthroughs and practices and meetings and was able to make it to the game. That was a victory. And they did everything they could to provide him with that support, to give him a good environment, that type of encouragement, to be there for him, to support him 100%. And so now it looks like it's just the cycle has sort of, you know, restarted again in terms of the problems that he's having. For Josh to deal with this now and take the step away, or is he going to get it? Is he going to get suspended? And I believe this time this would be a, you know, last chance type of thing. I don't know how far he is along with that third, fourth, fifth chance. Is it banishment from the league? I don't know what it is, but all I know is he put it together for as long as he could. You know, I was a fan of his this year. I love comeback stories, to see him in those moments like that with Tom, and see him in that organization, because I know what it's like in that organization and the support that he was getting from Tom and those players and everyone being happy. And the fan base of New England, they embraced Josh in terms of what he was trying to do for the team and for his life. So this is a disappointment. I was a fan of Josh Gordon. I still am a fan for Josh Gordon, and I hope he gets his life right.
Teddy Bruschi talking about Josh Gordon earlier today. Felger and Maz 98.5 Sports, Big Jim and Jones in for the guys, broadcasting live from the Star Market broadcast studio here at TD Garden. It is official. Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely for violating the terms of his NFL reinstatement. A little bit more on this from Bert Breer of MMQB, who tweeted just a short time ago. In case this isn't obvious, the NFL announced Gordon's suspension today means that the appeal process has been exhausted and that he has known this was coming for at least a little while. He, of course, Josh Gordon. So this is what that clip earlier that we played that Ian Rapoport of NFL Network was alluding to. Like, he could have known for weeks and months that this was going to be coming.
Yeah, and the way that both Rapoport and Breer wrote it, and maybe this is unintentional, and maybe this doesn't, I don't want to say absolve the Patriots, but like, they both said he could have known. They don't say the team knew.
Sure.
They say he could have known. So, I mean, I wonder, we talk about Josh Gordon being less than truthful or maybe putting a certain spin on things. Hey, I'm stepping away, when really it's the league pulling you away. You're not stepping away from anything. I wonder if he was straight up with the team.
Yeah. I mean, if he had known for a little while, probably not, you know. Guy in Boston, your thoughts on this, the Josh Gordon news today. Go
hey,
ahead,
Murray. Murray, Hi. I'd like to know what Bob Kraft thinks of this other Belichick blunder. And I would also like to, I know I don't like to give advice, but to Tom Brady, I would tell him to retire, concentrate on his TB12 business, and spend some time with Giselle, because the sands of her hourglass are going to disappear before he knows it. Thank you.
Thank you, Guy. A very subdued guy today. No, hopefully Tom's not going to retire just yet. In terms of Robert Kraft, well, look, he had to have essentially signed off on this when they made the deal for him. It was
100%.
What,
yeah, you know? Ownership would,
they knew
ownership
they were
would
getting.
Not be left out of this,
they knew
this
the risk.
Sort of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
even though it was only a fifth-round pick and he makes no money, like, you have to keep ownership in the loop on this. So, yeah, they I don't know if they're complicit, but ownership signed off on this. They had to have.
That they got 11 weeks. You know, I thought that.
Well,
know.
I will give Christian Arkan credit. Arkan said this the day the Patriots got him, I think. He's like, wouldn't the worst case scenario be that he comes in, he plays well, they start to rely on him, and then they lose him?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of, so I mean, they got more out of him than I expected, but they're kind of losing him at a bad time now that they've started to rely on him. And what the hell's up with Cordarrelle Patterson? He's not even out there practicing today.
Yeah. No, we had Matthew Slater practicing with the ones today.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
So, it'll be Shades of the AFC Championship game against Denver in 2013. Get ready for that. Why don't we bring Austin Collie back?
Well, get Matthew Mulligan on speed dial if you could.
Right, Ryan in Longmeadow, you're next here on this story. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how are you guys? I got a few valid points to touch on here real quick. First off, what an absolute picture-perfect scenario to cap off how this regular season has gone. I think we knew there was some sort of mysticism with Josh all along since the get-go. I mean, they said he walked into the facility with the Browns sort of out of it. But, I mean, as Tom, you got to kind of just wonder there. I mean, they've been putting in the hours day and night. I even read last week that they've been working really hard with each other, trying to get everything going, getting it all together. And you got to remember, last week, Josh's ex-girlfriend now put him on blast for cheating on him, I think, or something on, like, her Instagram story. So who knows if that is some kind of factor into what was
did
that?
Do you follow her, or was this on like a random website or Deadspin or something?
There
like
was
that?
Like a, there was a 12 Up article, and it basically was insinuating that she put something on her Instagram story that, oh, like he can't keep it in his pants or something. Like, so that was what I read last week, and I gotta wonder, you know, does that factor into how everything is going today? I mean, even if you did know, everything as well. So I mean, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, mysticism, like I said, with how everything's been going. It almost just seemed way too good to be true from the get-go, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, like, that we had got 11 weeks out of it. After the first few, I thought that was where the ride was going to be the bumpiest for him, like, you know, coming from the Cleveland Browns, which is
really up until the last couple of weeks, because it feels like maybe they have a future ahead of them, but who knows? It still is Cleveland. You're coming from one of the worst-run franchises consistently in the NFL to what is the model franchise. It's like, okay, this might be a tough adjustment for him because, okay, I actually have to be a model employee here. But no, that you got to this far, I had kind of almost forgotten about it, but in the back of my head, I wasn't going to be surprised when something like this happened it did today.
Again, I don't think – I know Tom Curran wrote about this today. Like, should people be high-fiving and told you so? Maybe not. But to say you weren't surprised, who on earth is surprised? You know, outside of maybe Jerry Thornton over a bar, who's surprised that this was in the – this happens with Josh Gordon every time he gets back on the field.
Well, unless you fell into the delusion of, see, it's different here, and, you know, the Patriots are the model franchise, and even a guy that's had as many problems as Josh Gordon, he comes here and he's fixed.
Please.
Like, if you thought that, you're a kook.
Yeah, of course. Or, you don't think for yourself. You're just Patriots sheep. So,
how do they sound, Jones?
Oh, with Josh Gordon and his relap? Oh, it's not that bad. The Patriots will be able to figure it out with Josh Gordon. That's how Patriot Sheep sounds.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.